It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. And Feel Good Stories, Kelly K.
So this is a story I've been following since last week. Last Monday, 12-year-old Easton Oliverson from Utah was there at the Little League World Series. Should have just been super excited about playing in at that level.
Right.
First team in out of Utah to make it to the Little League World Series. Well, he was staying there in the dorms, fell out of the top bunk.
Oh, jeez.
Had no rails, no guardrails at all. Cracked his skull, broke his cheekbone, had a brain bleed due to a broken artery, was put in a medically induced coma, but started to come out of it late last week.
And the tests have all come out really good, so I think we're just waiting to fully see where he's at with his brain activity and his memory.
Easton's favorite baseball player, Los Angeles Dodger Mookie Betts, also sent him this get well message.
We are praying for you, thinking of you, and I hope to see you soon, my man.
So, who will replace Easton on the team? His little brother Brogan will be filling in for him as Easton continues his path to recovery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so as of late last week, he was starting to eat, knew his name and age when he was brought out of the coma, which were great signs of progress. There's been some facial swelling causing some vision problems right now. But last night, his dad gave an update to the news that they were expected to fly back to Utah tomorrow and that Easton's going to remain in the hospital there. But he said he's just grateful that he's still alive. He said, I was pretty much told he had a 0% chance to live.
Oh, my gosh.
And now, he said, there's a chance for a full recovery. We're just very fortunate. Just a matter of how long and the therapy he's going to get. They're asking for continued prayers. In the meantime, they did take all of the bunk beds off, and now all the beds are on the floor.
Oh, that's smart.
Because, yeah, because of all this. I mean, when you saw the bunks they were sleeping on, good Lord, if anybody rolled over at all in their sleep, they could, you know, suffer the same kind of fate. So the family set up an Instagram account called Miracles for Tank. That's his nickname, that they are updating everybody on his road to recovery. You can see that story at WDJX.com.